of the givers is back in Dos Rafir today to provide medical care. The aid organization was in the small town earlier this year when it noted the need for help. Today they are providing a diverse team to see to the medical needs of the people. Our reporter Monique Motlock has more on that story.
So we are still here in Toes River, where Gift of the Givers has been helping residents not only of Toes River but also surrounding towns like Mikeesfontein and Laingsburg. We've spoken to many of the residents who say they were desperately waiting for Gift of the Givers to come to their town, but today they have the opportunity to be here today. You can hear where we are right now. We are basically in the hub of the dentist city and the medical staff, where they have been doing extractions, they've been taking people's vitals, and I'm joined here by two very special people. I'm going to lead you to the introduction, sir. You are a renowned professor. Just tell our viewers who you are and what brings you here today.
Hello, it's a pleasure to be here. My name is Roland Eastman. I'm a professor of neurology at Critical Care Hospital, University of Cape Town, and it's the first time I've been to Gift to the Givers clinic like this. It's really heartwarming. All around me there are people working hard, and there are lots of patients, there are screams and shouts, and a lot of enjoyment going on. And I'm joined by my colleague here, Professor Lawrence Tucker.
Hello, hello, yes. So I'm also a neurologist, and we decided to come out here to show our support and show the support that we have as academics for the absolutely basic work that the Gift of the Givers are doing. Fantastic work. And it, as you can see by the spread of expertise that is here, that they're providing a fantastic service to a community that desperately needs it.
And Prof, coming from the public health sector, obviously what we see in our metros like City of Cape Town is a lot different to what we see in rural areas like Toes River. The need is great. As we heard from Dr. Suleiman earlier, because of what they saw in February, the influx of people that arrived here for help, they decided to bring an even bigger team, a more expanded team of specialists from gynecologists to optometrists. Do you find that the need in rural communities can be addressed adequately by government, or is it a whole of society approach? Is it more complex than just pumping doctors into areas like this, pumping resources?
Well, I think it's fair to say the Gift of the Givers has shown that with passion and little else and the support of the medical community and our colleagues, a lot can be done, a huge amount can be done. And in fact, what they are doing quite clearly is showing government that that it's quite possible to provide an excellent service at not too much cost. You were talking about the difference in the health service delivery in our cities and our rural areas. There is a difference. There are people in our cities who, of course, do need care, but it's an order of magnitude worse in these little towns where there's been an exodus of medical expertise over the years. So I think the main thing that Gift of Givers has shown us is that it can be done, and it can be done quite easily. They came at the first time, as you said, and identified problems. They serviced the community, and then they came back having learned what they needed to do. So with the optometrists and dentists this time in strong numbers, they're making a huge impact. And of course, government can learn from that.
Professor, last question to you. When we're looking at the number of surgeries that people in rural communities need, obviously there have been some follow-ups from people who were here in February. They've now come back for more ailments and seeking even more medical assistance. The need for specialist surgeries is also great. How do you think we can best address issues like that where rural communities, they simply don't have the means to go to those bigger cities, those bigger towns for much needed operations?
Yes, well, one important way ahead, as has been shown so well here today, is looking into the public-private partnership.